Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, we are live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show, and we're talking West Dallas Central Bulldog Youth Basketball with a couple of Greendale Martin Luther boys. I'll be darned. How about that? Guys, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hamido El Shafi.
El Shafi, yep.
El Shafi. I'm close. I'll get it before the end of it.
No problem.
Maybe not. You know, people have heard that name forever, right?
Maybe.
That's a difficult one. It's good to meet you. You're the director of youth basketball. So let's tell inside stories about the Malachnik family. That's what you're doing. No, I'm just kidding. You're like, man, I'm walking out of here. I am not doing this at all. You know, David and I had this conversation that I think people in the basketball world, and I've been in that world for a long time, yeah, there are very few people on the fence with them. I'm fans.
For sure,
I think they do it well. I think they get after it. David said there's nobody on the fence, man. They're either with us or against us. And he said the guys you're going to have talking about youth basketball are with us, and they're doing a really good job. How long have you been the director of the youth basketball program for West Dallas Central?
I've been directing for about 4 years. So initially I was a coach for a year with Zach, and then after that first year, I got the opportunity and took it over.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Yeah, what keeps you up at night?
Well, the first year I took it over, I was doing well, and then my third year would be, I took in two kids and adopted them, so that keeps me up at night now. And
yeah.
So we've got a lot more busy, and Zach helps out a whole lot, so we've really had a good team here, so we can really deliver the excellence that we expect at West Dallas Central.
Hey, Zach, so you coached at Barton Luther, you coached Overland. I coached him in high school at Dominican. Bobby, there was never a shot he didn't like. That boy, you know what? He hit most of them.
He hit most of them. Instant old Bobby O, they used to call him.
Man, I'll tell you what. Bobby struggled a little bit on the defensive end. But and you know what? He'll be the first to tell you. I was rested down there because I figured if he hit a two, I'd come down and hit a three. And we'd be okay with that. I loved coaching that kid. And he's not a kid anymore, but when he was, he had such a passion and a love for the game. He used to drive me nuts because I would work them hard at practice and he'd go to Y and play for 2 hours. And I'd say, did you have homework? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Did you get it done? Yeah, not sure. But coach, I had 31 again. Yeah, I know.
Yep, he still plays.
He still plays more.
I bet he still hits more than most people. So.
Yeah. So you ended up coming over to West Dallas Central to coach and be part of this junior Bulldog program. This show kind of had started a long time ago because people would call me and ask me about certain programs. How do they have all this money, have all these kids, have new uniforms? And I go, why are you calling me? Well, you talk to those guys all the time. I said, you're the director of youth. You call them. No, I can't do that. And so we started this program to say, look, let's get in the weeds a little bit. Let's take the curtain back and say, okay, how do you do things? Because the way you do things is going to be different than the way another youth program does. And maybe they can pick up something, or maybe you can pick up something. So let's talk a little bit about numbers. You do the boys' side, correct? There's a whole different girls' side.
Yeah, so the boys' and girls' side is two separate different entities. The boys' side, we've learned a lot over the past couple of years. In West Dallas, parent involvement, it's a lot of blue-collar, right? So
the
time that parents have to invest in the kids is limited. So we try to limit the amount of extracurricular fundraising, things of that sort, and try to keep our fees to the minimum as to what we need to operate. unlike other programs where they can charge $300-$400, we don't have that ability. We want the kids to come out and play. We want them to have a good time, but we also want them to have the same caliber jerseys, equipment, and facilities as the other teams.
What's the cost to be part of this?
So the total cost, all in all, is about $225 with jerseys, and then we have the parents volunteer four times. If they don't volunteer, then they owe us about an extra $100.
Wait, so $225 for
so $225. So yep, our season's from October to March. Overall, the season is a really long season. You do have about upwards of 30 games, including tournaments. But they get a lot of experience. It is select league, right? So not equal playing time.
I got to go back. So the $225.
Yep.
Is the jerseys and the
jerseys,
the practice,
registration, tournaments, everything. It's not bad. It's
no. I'm wondering if you're like independently wealthy or something.
No. We do a lot with fundraising, right? So our weekends. So when the WYBL has the tournaments at it, our facility is blessed enough to be used quite a substantial amount, and so we, on average, bring in a couple $1,000 on concessions alone. And so that helps us use that money to go ahead and use it for tournaments to help coaches with any type of equipment they need.
Do you guys practice at Central?
Yes. So we practice at the high school, and then we use a couple of the elementary and middle schools.
And you have to rent those, I would assume?
Yep. So we rent them through our own recreation department. That fee is structured in. So
okay.
We're lucky enough that the fees that we receive for renting out our facilities on Sundays, we can reallocate to pay for practices.
I don't know if I've heard, I've had a youth group in that's had been that reasonable with the price for the, what they're going
sure.
to get. So congratulations on that. Healthy program as far as the amount of kids that you have in the program?
For sure. I mean, we have a lot of involvement from West Allis, but the West Allis district does include the West Milwaukee. We would like to see our numbers from West Milwaukee increase upwards at least. On our 6th grade or 7th grade level, we have quite a few West Milwaukee individuals, but on the younger ages, we don't. And so it is really difficult for us to go ahead and get out there and try to reach these individuals. We do send district-wide emails, but we're not doing enough yet, I don't think.
Hey, Zach, tell me, you're helping him out, but you're also coaching? So
yep.
what age do you coach?
So this year we're doing 8th grade. Kind of throughout the years, depending on what we have availability for coaches, sometimes we got we'll help out other parts too, if we're between coaches, things like that. But this year we're doing 8th grade. Other years we've kind of both worked on 7th and 8th grade. So trying to balance keeping those two separate teams while still being able to give them the attention that they need.
Hey, Zach, I'm going to ask you, and then I'll certainly go to you as well. You know, the kind of the mission statement of what this program is, are you looking to develop kids to fall in love with the game that you love? Are you looking to win games? Because it's a select team, so there are cuts, and you're going to pick the best players, play in time. Look, it's going to be up to the coach. So I'm wondering the mission statement for what you guys are looking to accomplish through this program is to get kids to get ready to play at the next level? Is it to win games for you guys? What is it?
Yeah, so kind of both. So really what helps us out is our previous years. So even this year we have kids that played with us last year before, things like that, stay by after school. They'll still help out with practices, stop by. And it really helps out the kids seeing kids that played for us that are now at the high school level that are still coming back to help out. So it really shows what we're doing, shows that there is proof in the pudding for it, that these kids are excelling in the sports that they're playing in high school too. So it definitely helps being in the same facility that most of these kids will be playing in later on, and definitely helps bringing kids back and showing them kind of what they've learned from it too.
Do you guys do like a youth night so they get to go out and watch the varsity play?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you understand that, and we're going to talk to your two sons next, Brody and Tyler, but you understand that they go home that Friday night, and I don't know if they wear the jersey to bed, but in their mind they close their eyes and they go, man, I want to play when the lights are on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play when the cheerleaders are there. I want to play with that kind of crowd. And I want to be able to hit a jumper, and I want to be able to – I want to experience that. And I think that part of the youth program, to get kids motivated to play at that next level, I think some kids get a little afraid of it.
Sure.
Go, I don't think I'm ever going to be – look how big these kids are. But you know what? As they get older, it's like then they're the kids. And I think that that's really important that you do that. Do you guys go to a lot of games?
Yeah, we try to get to as many games as we can. I have a couple ties at Whitnall, so we were around, got back and forth. So we try to get to as many games as we can. We are busy, right? So
did you come to any Martin Luther games?
I did, a couple. A lot of the teachers are still there.
Good.
And so we're actively involved.
Did you wear the green and gold and get over there?
I don't know.
Come on. That doesn't fit anymore.
I'm sitting in the stand trying to get out early, right? I'm not getting caught in that parking lot.
You should have let me. We should have known each other then.
I know, right?
I could have snuck you in the back, and you know all those little.
Yeah, no, I know. I know the athletic director there as well. So
yeah,
I'm still close to him. I'm from Hales Corners as well. So I was one of the feeder schools, and so is Zach.
Did you go to Hales Corners Lutheran?
Yes, sir. So.
Man, those kids all go from Hales Corners Lutheran over to Martin Luther. That's for sure. That first year when you took over, did you have any idea what you were getting into?
No, I didn't have any. He's shaking his head because he knows.
Zach almost hurt his neck from shaking his head so bad. Man, he said, man.
No, the lady did it before me, and she did an excellent job for what resources she had. It's a struggle getting good volunteers. We're unable to pay anybody as of just our structure right now, so
right.
We do rely heavily on volunteers. And it's tough for some parents to understand that. But come to me with a solution, right? Don't come to me with a problem. It's a whole community, and we got to understand that we're building to make something better.
Hamida, what do you do for a living?
I'm a business development executive for a security company.
Okay.
So I'm actively involved in Hales Corners, Martin Luther. I do all their security. So.
Business is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Really well.
Zach, how about you?
I'm a financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual, and we're actually, me and my team with Sherry Mitchell are actually very connected with Martin Luther as well.
Man.
We're in our community.
Look at this, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like you can't come home, I guess, right?
Right.
So the jobs that you have allow you to have a little bit of flexibility?
For sure. Yep. I have worked with two individuals who actually both went to Milwaukee Lutheran and played basketball. So we're a family. We're a small family, and we're growing very largely. And so I'm allowed to run my own schedule and kind of schedule myself where I need to be. And it allows me to have two kids at such a young age and also to go ahead and take care of the organization and say, hey, I got to leave.
Can these boys play a little bit?
Well, they can play. We've been training at Bridgewater Performance, so shout out to them and Ace,
Ace
Cruz and Johnny.
His son's over at Martin Luther now.
His son is at Martin Luther now, and so we did the security for him. We know him, and it's a great organization they have over there, and they're building too, and so they're getting deeply involved with Whitnall. They're getting deeply involved with I'm trying to get them at Central, so to get that more, that outside experience with still the same funds I have, and so we're trying to get them in there.
You might have to come up off that 200.
I might, but it's,
you know what?
I'm trying to give you value, right? I don't want a parent ever to come to me and say, what did I pay for? And that's not what we want.
And I love that. And look, that's that servant leadership heart that you guys have. That's where that comes from. But there's going to be a time, and the parents that are listening, it might not be today.
Yeah,
it might
I'm in
not
sales, so I know how to sell that. You got to frame it correctly.
If you need me to come in and help you on that sales side, you know what?
We'll get it in.
Because,
right?
Look, what these kids are getting is more than learning how to dribble with their left hand.
For sure.
You know, I am such a big component of the life lessons that you learn from sports is beyond belief.
It's your first job. That's
what it
is.
It's your first job. And if you can figure out how, if you're not getting enough playing time, what it takes to get playing time, if you can figure out that kid has hit three in a row, how to get in the gap and assist him at getting a fourth, fifth, and you're not worried about getting yours where you're starting to look him off. And the stuff that we had to fix after AAU sometimes.
Right.
About 2 weeks of high school practice to say, look, you got the defensive rebound does not mean you get to shoot.
Right,
you know, because you got it on this side. You're not going to dribble down and shoot. And I know that those are some of the things that you guys must deal with as well. Last question before we get to a break. When it comes to AAU basketball, stuff like that, are you guys at all involved with that?
Yeah, our resources are tapped. During the summer league, we do a couple different teams. And so adding an AAU might take away from
For you as a parent now.
I'm looking into it.
Okay.
Bridgewater has a couple different AAU teams that are most likely going to be developing. And so I love the community. I love what they're doing over there and likely to go through with it.
You don't coach an AAU?
No, I've had a few opportunities, but just time commitment and just not being able to be there as much.
Yeah.
We do have practices 2 days a week. We play every other week, sometimes each week. But just the – the level of commitment. I haven't been able to, but maybe someday.
I tried it for a while, a long time ago when my son was younger, where I was coaching in high school and trying to do AAU, and I got burned out fairly quickly. So be careful, especially since you guys aren't just coaching. You guys are guiding and running this program. Yeah. I'm sure that Dave Malachik would want you to just stay focused on Junior Bulldog stuff. Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to bring up Brody and Tyler. How old are they?
12 and 14.
12 and 14. And we'll just talk to them about, you know, playing in the Junior Bulldog program. We'll talk to them about playing basketball at this level. And we'll find out what they think about you guys as coaches. We'll do that because we're going to kick you out of here and we're going to bring them here. This is the U Sports Show. We're live at the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. Doors open at 10 o'clock. I'll be here till noon after the U Sports Show. I've got the high school sports show. It's seating meeting Saturday. So they came out with the brackets. We'll talk about that. I've got a number of assistant coaches going to join me in the 10 o'clock hour and the 11 o'clock hour. And if you're going to head over to State Fair Park, doors open at 10 o'clock. Stop by at the end of aisle 600. Stop by and say hello. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, live at the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. Again, doors open at 10 o'clock. Stop by at the end of aisle 600. I'll be here till noon doing my high school show after this one. We're now joined by two players from the Junior Bulldog basketball program. Brody and Tyler. Tyler, I'm going to start with you. How old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. You've been playing basketball for how long?
3 years.
3 years. And if I ask you what position you play, what do you say?
Forward.
You're a forward. Can you shoot a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Can you defend a little bit?
Yeah.
Rebound a little bit?
Yeah.
What do you like doing best?
I like shooting.
We all do. We all, trust me, we all like shooting. You know why? Because the pretty girls like the boys that can score. No, I'm only kidding. That's not why. You get to stay on the floor if you can shoot it really well. Hey, Zach, how old are you?
14.
No, Zach, I'm sorry. Brody. I apologize, Brody. You're 14 years old. Yes. What grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth grade. And where do you go to school?
FLW.
And what position do you play?
Forward.
Yeah? Do you you play facing the basket, or do you play with your back to the basket?
Facing the basket.
Good. That's really important. You know, I know that your dad and your coaches are going to tell you that because as you grow, you never know. You want to always be able to face the basket. You want to be able to put the ball down on the floor when you need to put the ball on the floor. You guys are just basketball players. You don't know baseball, soccer,
nope.
Anything like that?
No.
No, no interest?
Nope.
How much do you like playing basketball?
I love it.
Yeah? Do you get in the gym every day if you can?
We have a basketball court in our backyard.
So you guys get out there and play. I asked you boys who wins at one-on-one, and you both said, I do. So I know that brothers get after it a little bit. There, no doubt. Have you guys ever played on the same team?
Yeah,
for a summer league.
Yeah? Does he pass you the ball at all, Brody?
Yes.
Tyler, you be quiet. Brody, does Tyler pass you the ball at all?
I only remember once.
One time. Pass the ball sometimes, young man. He's your older brother. You get him the ball. Hey, let's talk about the idea of this Junior Bulldog program and the idea of playing on, you know, the freshman and high school level. When you guys go to games either at Whitnall or Martin Luther or West Dallas Central, is that what you guys go home and think about then? You go home and say, man, I want to play at that level?
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what this junior program is supposed to be doing. The idea of having kids your age play basketball is so that you fall in love with the sport. And obviously that's happened, and you guys are in love with playing basketball. And then from there, we want to teach you lessons on the floor and then life lessons. You know what? You're not going to always hit every shot. You're not going to be able to always play all the time. And you know what? At work, I don't always sell everything I try to sell. I'm a sales guy over at Entercom. So you have to understand those kind of life lessons like that. How do you take defeat? You know what? Are you get mad at it, but you're okay. You don't start yelling at the ref or any of that stuff?
Nope.
No? Never happened? No teeth, no technicals for you, right?
Nope.
Brody, I got a feeling none for you, right?
Yeah, none.
No, absolutely none. When you guys get to the gym and you start working on your game, do you just go right to the three-point line and start firing?
Yeah.
You do.
Mostly.
All right, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. You know what? Your dad right now is shaking his head going, why did you – why? That's a good question, isn't it? So make sure that every once in a while when you get there, let's start with a couple left-hand layups. Let's start elbow to elbow and get shots up that way. Do you have a favorite team that you like watching? Are you a Bucks fan?
I'm a Bucks fan.
You're a Bucks fan? Favorite player?
Giannis.
Got to be Giannis, right? Same thing?
I'm a Bucks fan, and my favorite player is Zion Williamson.
Really? Yeah, he's going to take this league by storm, I think. Is it because he jumps outside of the whole gym and dunks on everybody?
Yeah.
You like that? Do you guys have the hoop that you have at home? Can you put it lower?
Yeah.
So you're dunking on it, mm-hmm. and you pretend you're him, don't you? Yeah, you go left hand, right hand with it?
I can only do right hand.
Yeah, that left hand's coming. That's definitely coming. When you've played for your dad? Has he been coaching you guys?
Yeah.
How is that for you? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I coached my son. It was difficult sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. When I coached him in AAU, and he was a really good point guard. He played 4 years. He was starting point guard in college. But on our AAU team, when he was your age, he wasn't the best point guard we had. So I didn't start him. And his mom and my wife sometimes weren't happy with me. She'd be like, hey, you start her boy or you're going to sleep on the couch. And I'd say, I'll sleep on the couch. He's got to be as good as the other point guard. And sometimes we'd get in arguments. Do you guys have that?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Do you tell him, look, you got to get me the ball, man. I should be able to shoot the ball a little bit more. Is that what you tell him? Yeah, these guys, this is awesome. The lessons that you guys are learning is good. When you go to away games, right, and you hang out with your boys, your teammates, that's really – I've always found that that's a really good place for me as a coach to watch if our kids get along. Mm-hmm. Do they sit together when they're waiting to get in the locker room and get changed? Do they hang out together? If they're going to go to the concession stand, do 4, 5, 6 guys get together and go together, or does one guy just go by himself? Yeah, the teams that you're playing on, you guys get along okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys winning games?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, how'd you do last year?
We did pretty good. We were 11-3.
That's really good. Yeah, well, how about your team?
I didn't really play last year. I mm-hmm. played for like half a year, but
What happened? You didn't want to play anymore?
Not really. But I want to play at the end of the year.
So and now you've got – you know what happens? Can I tell you this? Is when it takes a while sometimes to get that in your heart. Like, and when you get it and you got it now, I see it in your eye. Man, you're going to play basketball for the rest of your life if you can. And you're going to – there's so many things that you can learn by it. And I'm glad that now you want to play all the time. Because
yeah.
it's a sport that your brother obviously loves, that your dad loves. That, man, I've 36 years I've coached. Did you come to any Martin Luther games?
No.
No?
No.
Man, I'm upset with your dad. He should have brought you guys to watch my team play. He could have brought you up to the Kohl Center to watch us win a state championship last year. He could have let you out of school to watch it on TV is what he could have done. What's your favorite subject?
I like math.
You like math? Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Brody, how about you?
Gym.
Brody, you might want to walk around here because I'm just kidding. You got to do something other than gym. How about what's next?
Math.
Math. Math can get you a long way. I got to be honest with you. Do you think that you'll play at the high school level one day?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt. So guys, we're going to get to an early break here. Thank you so much. You guys did great. I know you were sitting over there and you were a little bit nervous. You didn't look nervous. You got a little nervous. You guys are fine. I appreciate you stopping by mm-hmm. and saying hello. Keep playing. You can use both hands, right hand, left hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you?
I can use both.
Yeah, you can dribble with both, right? You can shoot left-hand layups if you need to.
Yeah.
Make sure when you get in the driveway, before you take a shot, I want 100 dribbles with your left hand before you shoot. Okay. Every time you go out there, remember me telling you this. I could have worn all those state championship rings that I have to tell you I know what I'm talking about. But every time you get out to the driveway, it takes you, it'll take you a minute, minute and a half. Get 100 dribbles with your left hand. And then if you want to step outside that three and take a couple, you go ahead. But every day, left hand, all right?
All right.
It's nice to meet you. Nice
Thank
to meet you.
You,
Tyler. Nice to meet you, Brody.
You too.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we have the two coaches come back. I got a number of questions, not only coaches, but they run the youth basketball program in West Dallas, junior bulldog program for West Dallas Central. And we'll have those guys come back. You can go online. They've got they had tryouts, but I'm going to ask them if there are kids that are still interested, if they've got to wait till next year. And we'll get that answer on the other side. This is the U Sports Show. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park. It's the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. Doors open at 10 o'clock today, 10 to 8, 10 to 5 tomorrow. I am at the end of booth 600, or aisle 600, excuse me. Stop by and say hello. Next 2 hours, we're talking to a number of assistant football coaches. Seating meeting Saturday. All the brackets are out. They're going to do the seating at 11 o'clock. We'll start probably about quarter after 11. Some of the coaches leaving those meetings start texting me what seed they got. There's a couple questions I have for the committee. A little bit surprised at a couple things they did, and we'll talk to some of the assistant coaches starting at 10 o'clock for that. This hour, we're talking junior Bulldog basketball. They are the West Dallas Central Bulldogs. It's their youth basketball program. And Hamido El Shafei.
You're almost there.
There we go. Almost got it. Director of youth basketball over at West Dallas Central Bulldogs. And Zach Ulicki. Man, you guys, can't I get a Smith once in a while? Man, I could get Brody and Tyler. That was easy stuff right there. Hey, guys, I saw on your website tryouts were in September. You guys are all locked in, closed in. If anybody new to the area moved in, they have to wait a year, or how does that work?
So the way it works in West Dallas is there's a Central and Hale border. So as long as you're in the Central area, you're able to try out for our teams. Oftentimes we have some discrepancies throughout the year. However, we do have a couple openings at 7th grade and then like one at 8th. So if we still have a couple 7th graders and 8th graders out there, we're looking. We're not afraid to teach kids either. Our 8th grade team, we lost a couple kids to different programs.
Sure.
But we're here to coach the 10 kids that we have. Whether that means we understand that we're competing at a lower level, that's not a problem. We're going to coach them up and get them ready for Coach Malachnik at that freshman, junior.
Didn't it bother you to lose kids at that age?
No. It seems like sometimes people want you to beg them to stay, right? But if you're begging them to stay, they have no intentions in basically helping out your community, right?
Yeah, their heart's not in it.
If they're trying out for two teams, you know where their first choice is. And so we don't have a problem with it. We're play with the cards that we're dealt,
yeah.
Right? And so we're going to get our best 10 out there. We're going to work as hard as we can. And if that means we have to focus on more skills throughout the day, that's not a problem.
You're going to coach up the ones you have.
That's right.
Yeah, that's important. You got a couple of spots on the 7th grade still open, one spot on the 8th grade. And if you're in the West Dallas Central District, where's the line?
The line is approximately 92nd Street and East.
Okay.
And then it kind of cuts off on National. And so,
do you guys get to play the Hale boys?
Yeah, we participate in their tournament each year. And so we go back and forth. And depending on our skill levels as well, we'll scrimmage and
sure.
things of that sort.
So not until they get to high school do they feel that rivalry from West Dallas Central, West Dallas Hale?
I would say it's pretty well felt throughout.
Yeah.
There's some kind of stigmas behind it, but we're here to break down those borders.
I do a segment for a TV show called Around the Corner with John McGivern, and I did West Dallas. And I have to pick one sports team in each community to highlight, promote, and celebrate. And I said, I'm not doing that here in West Dallas. So I went to a West Dallas Central, West Dallas Hale baseball game. And I had a Hale jersey on and a West Dallas Central jacket. I'm too old to get beat up. I wasn't getting beat up this time. So walked in and talked a lot about all of that. And it was really good because they said, look, in West Dallas, both baseball teams can be horrible, but we're going to get 500, 600, 700 people at this game because it's that rivalry. And I think kids at this early age understand that, what, if we're playing against the Huskies, we need to bring our A game.
Most of the kids go to the same middle schools, so the kids who go to the middle school could potentially go to Central. They could go to Hale. So those rivalries do exist, and they stay in for pretty long, or pretty much until they get to high school, and then they split out. And so,
hey, how hard is it? During the break, I was telling you that I was on the phone with Coach Wallerstein from Martin Luther, and win a state championship last year. Now he's scrambling to find a freshman coach. Somebody that would buy into the Martin Luther family and understand the way Coach Wallerstein does things. And to be able to find coaches is difficult.
For sure.
And if he's looking for a coach at Martin Luther, is it hard for you guys to find coaches?
It is. I mean, we definitely have had problems in the past that we've had parents as coaches, right? Whenever a parent is a coach,
sure,
your lines get blurred. This year we are grateful to have all non-parent coaches, so it is unbiased to as much as you can, right? There is no second guessing that coach's decision. There is no favoritism in that sense, and that really does help us because we understand and know these individuals. All the individuals who've been there are coaching this year have coached in some sort before or are currently training kids, things of that sort.
Hey Zach, when you're not married, you're single.
Yep.
So when you're coaching these kids, again, we talked about, you just talked about the blurred lines, and you have none of that. As a basketball coach, what would be kind of your philosophy? Do you like getting the ball up and down the court? Do you like going half court? Do you look at what they do at the varsity level with Coach Malachnik and try to emulate what they're doing?
We work closely with him. Hamido talks to him much more frequently than I do. So a lot of the things that we do, we are trying to get the kids ready for that Central program. I would say my philosophy as a coach, really kind of actually learned it from Bobby Overland, was kind of defense first. A lot of times, especially watching TV, kids nowadays, all they're worried about is the three-pointer and
whoa.
The dunks.
Hold on. I got to step back here. You learned defensive from Bob Overland.
From Bobby Overland, correct.
The same Bob Overland I coached.
The same.
Well, somebody got to him because I couldn't. I never could. And if he's listening, I hope he is.
I hope so.
You know what? He knows what a big – I just, as a coach, I loved – if I had five of him, if I had five kids like that, you know what, who love the game as much as he does and did, man, his son playing –
He's got a son, and then he has two daughters. Coaching his son last year. I believe he's coaching his son again this year, but he's also coached his daughters as well.
So I'm sorry to stop you there. You just caught me off guard. But so you believe to start on the defensive end, and that'll kind of lead into the offense?
Yeah, work into it. Biggest thing that I push, especially at an early age, is there aren't really positions. No matter height, size, all of that, you need to learn the floor. No matter if you're the best dribbler on the team or the worst, you still got to learn how to bring the ball up the court, be able to dribble, do everything that everyone can, especially at a young age. You don't know who's going to get taller, who's going to get smaller. You really got to teach them everything.
And you look, Coach Malachnik, I mean, he's got four or five guys on the floor at all time that can get a rebound and start the break.
For sure.
And so that's something that he certainly believes. How about you? And are you you've coached your son now, right?
Yep. So I coach eighth grade with Zach.
Right.
So we're a tag team. We're both busy, so it's whoever's there most of the
time.
Right. We do try to look at the older levels and see what they're doing. Last year, Malachnik ran that very fast pace up the court, right?
Yeah.
He had bigs last year. This year, it's going to change a little bit. We're excited to see our kids that we've coached actually fill back in on this program. When I was talking to him a few weeks ago, we were just talking about how the kids are actually ready. He's not having to teach discipline. He's not having to teach the small things that really do get different,
which
right?
is huge for him,
right? For sure. He doesn't have the resources necessarily to teach those things, and so even if that kid is not maybe as good at necessarily the skill, he knows that kid is coachable, and he's going to put his cards more on that individual than somebody who isn't coachable.
When I talked with Brody and Tyler about, do you play for is it good, it's okay, and I understand that because
sure.
I've been through that. And I've mentioned this book a million times on this show. There's a book called Coaching Our Sons.
Right.
And it's an old book. coach, a basketball coach in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, wrote
right,
it.
That's not,
I
not
learned
far.
So much from it, coaching my own son. And I read it a number of times as I coached him. And the thing I got from it the most is once we got to the kitchen table, I was his father.
Right. So have two separate roles. That's very important.
And after the game, he would try to get my wife's in his mom's car and then try to beat me to the kitchen yeah. table if he had a bad game. Now, if he had a good game, he'd be sitting in the front seat going, what? What you got? You know, that kind of thing.
For sure.
But it the first couple of years was hard.
Absolutely.
Because I was way harder on him than I was on any other kids because I didn't want to be that guy.
Right. You don't double the expectations,
guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that sure. guy that's, oh, no matter what my kid does, he's still getting shots. He's still playing quarterback.
For
he's
sure.
going to be the pitcher. He's going to be the point guard. I went opposite. And I was hard on him. And so it's a difficult balance.
For sure. I follow the philosophy you have to earn it.
Yeah.
You're earning your time just as much as anybody. Because if I get someone walks up to me and asks, why is he playing over him? You have to have those facts, right?
Right.
Come to the practice is the biggest thing that Coach Zach and I say. If you don't understand why your kid is playing or why your kid has that playing time, come to the practice. Watch how he interacts, right? And maybe he changes when you show up, and that's what we want. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's one of our biggest things.
So you have an
open door.
Open door,
for sure.
Come on in.
Come on in.
First game that I coached, I was at Dominican, and we won back-to-back state championships, and I left to go to Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls.
Sure.
My son went. 67 kids in the school. Seven boys on the basketball team. I call this the Caucasian invasion, right?
Right.
Just go play anywhere.
Right.
And the first game, we had four seniors, and my son was a sophomore. We had five seniors. My son was a sophomore. We started four. And Matthew. And a guy in the middle of the first quarter walked by and said, play your seniors. Well, I knew who he was because I only had one senior on the bench.
Right.
And after the game, I had a conversation with him. And he didn't know me from Adam. And we had that conversation about never talking to me. And same that you did. I said, you want to know why your son isn't starting? Come to two practices. He gets beat like a rented mule on every defensive drill. I go around him. So what does that tell you? And so he never came, but he became a really big fan of our program and how this thing was going about, which I really appreciated. How do you handle parents, by the way? You know, that's a big part of this thing.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, if there's a problem, I would love for individuals to come to me with a solution, right? We're all here to make it better. We want to talk to you. We want to see you. We don't sit behind a keyboard and send emails back and forth. We want to talk to you. We want to work it through. Oftentimes, there's that blurred line where the parent doesn't have enough time to come to that practice. And they don't understand what's happening at that practice. Very hard for us to relay. And so come to the practice, see what your son's putting in and what he's putting in. It's going to get out, right?
Right.
If he's trying as hard as he can, but his effort level is 100, but maybe his skills at 70, he's going to get that start over the kid whose skills at 80, but his effort is at 50.
Hey, when you're at practice and you guys are running some of the drills that you guys run, do you do a lot of breakdown drills? Do you scrimmage a lot? What's your philosophy on that?
Really try to do all of it, especially early in the season. We try to do a lot of skill stuff. We'll keep with it too. Different things that you work on in skill drills and breakdown drills you use in the scrimmage. And it's really important to teach a kid that we're not just doing a layup drill to do a layup drill. We're doing it because you're going to have those layup instances in the game, in the scrimmage, that you're going to have to know how to do it. So it's really all about teaching those skills and teaching them how they play into game time.
Right. I think that's important. And so you guys start, what age group do you start with?
So we technically have a fourth grade team, but third graders can play up on that fourth grade team.
Okay. And are those kids playing, you practice twice a week and you're playing games?
Absolutely. Every other
similar
Sunday.
To everything else?
For sure.
And you're, what league are
WIBL,
you in?
WIBL, so Wisconsin Youth Basketball League. So.
And where are those games, home and away type
stuff? So there's over 400 teams in it with all the schools.
Yeah.
And so we are often at Central because our facility is used and leased by the league. And so most of the time we're there. But sometimes we're
traveling.
That's
a benefit, man, because you can have how many games going at the same time?
Well, at one time we have four games at that facility, but if you have two kids, you're in two places, right?
Yeah.
And so it is difficult sometimes, but we play all the way out of Pewaukee, Milwaukee Vincent. They use as many facilities as they can.
And that's awesome. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue having conversations. We're talking with the guys that run the Junior Bulldog program over at West Dallas Central. And, boy, these are good guys. Their heart's in a really good spot. They've got one spot open on their 8th grade team, a couple spots open on their 7th grade team. So if you have you go to their website, if you just Google Junior Bulldogs Sports in West Dallas Central, you can get to these guys. They've got their email addresses online. If you have any interest in having your son join their 7th grade or 8th grade team, now would be a really good time for you to reach out to them. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, live at the Nary Milwaukee Home Remodeling Show, Wisconsin State Fair. Stop by. Doors are just about to open, and we are at the end of aisle 600. Come by and say hello. For the U Sports Show, we're talking to guys that run the West Dallas Central Bulldog Youth Basketball Program, Hamido and Zach, and these guys have known each other for a long time. When you guys started doing this, did you have any idea? You just started coaching, right?
No, I'd been coaching for a few years.
But, I mean, I when you started, you just, I mean, here with the Bulldog program.
No, I was coaching at Hills Corners for a while. So I was under a couple different other people, and then I got brought over, and it was the first year.
But as far as, so you got there coaching, and then they said, hey, do you have any interest taking the thing over?
Oh, yeah, for sure, correct.
Yeah. What was your first reaction like? Wait, what?
I was all in. So.
Oh, you were.
I was all in.
Yeah,
no
hesitation.
No hesitation. I had a lot of free time then, so I didn't oppose at all, and Zach was all about it as well, helping out, and I had a good crew, so I didn't really have any doubts.
What keeps you up at night as being the director of this program?
I think just the lack of involvement that we get from other kids, potentially, what we see from tryouts and how we can get more parents involved and get that West Milwaukee side involved. It's difficult. We're a big district, and making sure parents can get kids there on time. And
where do the kids in West Milwaukee, where do they go play?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, there is a school inner West Dallas League, so the school does have their own basketball team. But after that, I'm not really sure. We do have a couple kids, like I said, from different grades that do bring some over, but we'd love to get more from West Milwaukee and see what they have to offer.
How do you do that? I mean, do you go into the school?
I think it's a lot of administration help, right? So using the AD who's over there or the gym teachers and saying, hey, look, involve the kids. You know the kids. You see them every single day. Pique their interest and send them our way.
If kids don't make your program, if you have to do cuts and kids don't make it, there's a rec department kids can play.
I would love to have the problem of where I need to start creating B-leagues. Every single high school around us has two teams per level. We have one. I'd love to have enough personnel, and I'd love to have more than enough kids to get that A and B team.
Do you know, at Martin Luther, you don't have a junior program?
They're trying to start one. I think they've tried a couple times.
Yeah, Coach Wallersheim has tried. It's a difficult thing to start, right?
For sure.
And so I have that conversation with people a lot where they go, well, you know, you recruit, you're a private school.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't recruit because that's illegal. I can recommend and highly suggest because nobody says that's illegal. But the difference is we don't have that junior program where kids are learning. And like you said, everybody, especially in basketball now, there are some that have A, B, and C.
Yeah, there is. There's for sure. I mean, they've had to create a second B league within our own league. And so there's a lot more interest, but it seems to be more in the upcoming and higher growing areas.
Hey, how much do you do for the coaches that you have? Do you have coaches' clinics? Does Coach Malachnik have any conversations with those guys?
We try to meet once a year with Coach Malachnik, and then I check in with all of them all the time, right? How are things going? How's the interaction with the parents? How's the interaction with the kids? What do I need to know about, and what can I do to make your job easier?
Does the fifth grade and sixth grade coach get to run what they want to run?
Yeah, so they'll run it really early. Fourth grade, you can't really run zones and things of that sort, and so there's some strict rules initially, but as they get older, they are allowed to have some liberties and some freedoms to keep going.
Boy, that's how do you deal with coaches that think that in sixth grade they're playing for the national championship? Because, look, we all have them.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
also ask you how you deal with parents that in the stands get a little unruly.
We've had that. At sixth grade or the other coaches, I haven't really had any issues yet. We haven't had a coach who's really just driving that nail and saying playing time is not important. We want to win.
Right.
We haven't had that yet. So I think we're blessed in that sense. For the parents in the stands, I said, hey, look, these referees, we're in a shortage in Wisconsin. You're going to see them for the next 4 months. Do you want to be known as that parent that threw a fit? Do you want to be known as that parent who got kicked out?
Right.
You think twice. And so we try to keep them as calm as you can and say, hey, look, your representative's on the court. It's the coach. You tell him what you need. And so, and also our AD, Justin Marion, he's a referee at the college level. And so we're really strict about it. Like, don't talk to the refs.
Right.
It's not your game.
So if a parent from a fifth grade team has a problem with the coach, do they come to you? Do they go with the parent? Do they?
Sure.
What is the process?
So the process is to come to me. They can go to the coach initially, but if the coach or the problem is the coach, they come to me directly, and then we work on towards the athletic director and also Coach Miloshnik. And so we have a tiered setup to make sure that nothing gets missed.
Boy, that's you're a young guy. How old are you?
23.
Yeah. You've been running this thing for 4 years?
Yep.
You started at 19 doing this thing?
Correct.
Man, oh, man. You know, their parents are going to go, parents must say, hold on, young man. Who do you think you're talking to this way?
It's I hope that my respect is earned, right?
Yeah.
So I put my time in as much as I can. Every Sunday, I'm busy, right? So every Sunday is dedicated to that program, whether we got kids playing at our own facility, and I have to be there, or at a different facility. We're going out and watching other teams, seeing how they're doing as well.
You're not getting burned out or anything, right?
Not yet.
Not yet? You either?
No.
No, not yet at all. Hey, your dad's doing okay?
Yeah.
Is he listening, you think?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, what's his name?
Chet.
Chet? Chet, you did a good job with this young man. Chet, I got to be honest with you. You know, he is carrying himself really well. I always wanted to know what my kids were like when they couldn't smell my cologne. Well, you're not here, Chet, and he is thinks very highly, obviously, of you. You did a really good job with him, and certainly going to keep you in our prayers here in the next couple of months. I'm impressed with what you're doing. So thank you for that.
Appreciate
didn't surprise it. Me, Martin Luther kid doing something right. So that didn't surprise me much. But when do you guys get going? When have you started practice yet?
Yep, practice just started this past week. First games are on the 17th.
So you've seen your team now?
We've seen our teams. We need work.
You need work.
We got to get in the gym. And so a lot of skills, brushing up. We have an overlap in Wisconsin where football is still going, but you have less than a month. If you wait till football's over, you have 2 weeks. And
right.
That puts you at a disadvantage.
Do most of the kids in your program, are they multi-sport athletes?
Some. I would say more than half. And so we try to work around the practice schedules. You can't make everybody happy, so sometimes they conflict. But most of the time we have dedicated times that kids can get in that gym. We always have the coaches who are available early and after. So.
How do you set up gym time then? Did you work with the athletic director?
Yep, so we work with AD, and he makes sure that we get an optimal gym time. We have to work around varsity when winter time comes, and so we are limited, and we have late practices, right? It is a time dedication. I always tell parents that, like, as much as you put in is what you're going to get out. We have practices 7:30 to 9:30. That's late.
I have kids.
I get home. It's like you have to cook dinner still, get the kids in the shower. It requires a lot, but your son, he'll be happy. He'll enjoy it, and that's what it's all about. It's all about your kids at that point.
Did the varsity players at Central ever come to the youth games?
A couple times, so they'll volunteer.
Get them there.
But like Zach said, we have our freshman class this year is actually probably – it's a group we started out with when we first ever coached, and we have 2-3 kids who are coming back. And so, like, they want to help. They want to be at practice. They'd be like, hey, coach, you see that? He's not doing that right. And they help us. And so that's an unlimited resource, and – that's where you see the dividends, right? As a coach, it's hard to see what do I get out of it, and that's a kid who respects you and wants to come back and wants the program to be better as a whole.
Hey, that's awesome. Hey, I've got some kids that are listening to the show I want to say hello to. There's a new guy that I met in our neighborhood. In fact, I had a golf outing that I was at, and Sam, Stella, and Tony are his kids, and they sent me a picture. Mike, I appreciate you listening. Welcome to the neighborhood. And Sam, Stella, and Tony, thanks a lot for listening. I definitely appreciate that. Hey, these two boys sitting over here, Brody and Tyler, what does Tyler need to do to get better?
What does Tyler need to get better? He needs a hustle.
Needs keep a hustle.
Going. Put his head down, and put his head down no matter what happens. Right?
Want him to keep playing, right?
Oh, for sure.
Brody, how about him?
He needs to listen. He'll get it.
Yeah, he'll get it. Guys, thank you. It's really nice to meet you. Keep
thank
up
you
the good
thank
work.
You.
Thank you for what you guys do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. This is the U Sports Show brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.